Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's a new year, and we still got the mad scientist, which is the gift that keeps on giving. Warren Sharp is live at the MGM National Harbor BetMGM Sportsbook for another big hour of hitting all of the skinny and everything else around Payday NFL Week 18, backup week. Warren, a lot of backups are playing. It's got to change some of the betting in some capacity or another. Why don't we first start off with the Steelers and Ravens game in Baltimore? And I was invited to the game. I'm on with Morency live at 1 on Sunday, so I'm not going. My main reason for not going is Lamar Jackson's not playing. I'm not driving 7 hours there and back to watch Huntley. But I certainly think that it's going to be an interesting game because Huntley usually does a good job when he plays for the Ravens. And we can't say anything except Rudolph's been excellent for the Steelers. It's bottom line.
How do you feel about the Steelers' odds here? I mean, that's your team. You don't think that they're going to win this game? Because that would be fun to go to Baltimore to watch them win this game, even if Lamar's not playing.
I do want the Steelers to win, but I'm not one to miss shows unless I'm having my heart explode. I'm like coughing right now thinking about it. I don't usually miss shows for anything. My friends want me to go to a football game. I never do it. I always do the show. I want to go to the Steeler game. I haven't been to one of my Steeler games since the Monday Nighter at Lucas Oil last year. And every Sunday home game in Pittsburgh, I sell the tickets to friends of mine to go to the games because I'm always on with Morency. So I never get to go. And it's just a long experience. I want the Steelers to win. I'll be watching it at home.
Okay, well, what you'll be watching is a series that has trended towards the under and the underdog, in part because the underdog is usually going to have a little bit of value when these games go under at the rate that they do. It is really hard to win by margin, which is why the underdog in this series is 15-2 ATS since 2015. It's just a great spot for dogs. Now, the other thing about the Baltimore Ravens is, no matter who is going to be playing for that franchise, they play extremely hard even in these meaningless games. For them, it's totally meaningless. They could be resting up guys. They're going to be resting up Lamar. They're going to be resting up some of their other key guys, but we don't yet know who is going to be sitting. The Steelers don't have that luxury. The Steelers are going to be playing everybody. As a result, you know, I don't see enough value on taking, on laying the points, rather, with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This line is artificial. High, in my opinion. I want nothing to do with laying the points with the Steelers. May consider coming in and taking the points with the Baltimore Ravens, but I want to get a better idea come Friday as to who actually is going to be out for this game, because naturally, if you've got tons of players that are out, you're going to be getting a better number. And so that's what I'm looking at right now, is just trying to find the right spot to enter the market with a Ravens ticket. I don't think that time is right now, because I do think that if some of these guys get announced out, that line's going to go higher.
So I don't like that line either. I think 4 with Baltimore is probably a good idea, especially if, like, Tucker's available and he's kicking field goals. He's so dangerous. Do you think that it's the worst idea in the world at -$1.95 to bet the Steelers just to win the game on the money line? And what did you think of their performance in Seattle? Frankly, I thought they kicked the Seahawks' ass all day, running the ball down their throat with Najee and Warren.
But that's what they're going to have to do here in Baltimore. I was very impressed by that performance. They're going to have to come out and run the football here. And that's part of the reason why the Pittsburgh Steelers have done so well and fared so well against the Baltimore Ravens historically. And this series has been owned by Pittsburgh, number one, is because they've done well against Lamar Jackson and whoever is quarterbacking the Baltimore Ravens. They've done well defensively there. But secondarily, they are a team that do things that I don't like to be done against, like, bad teams, and that's run the football a ton. But they do it against the Baltimore Ravens. It ends up working out for them because it keeps them away from these situations where their quarterbacks are turning the ball over a ton. And what have we seen the last 2 weeks, teams that have been playing the Baltimore Ravens? I said this, Scott, to you 2 weeks ago before the 49ers game. I said it to you last week before the Miami Dolphins game. You got to come out here and run the football against the defense of the Baltimore Ravens because they can be had on the ground. And both of those teams, the Miami Dolphins last week and the 49ers 2 weeks ago, had success running the football, but they ended up falling a little bit too much in love with the pass. Their quarterbacks threw interceptions. The game spiraled out of control. Then you can't run the football anymore. So for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they're going to continue doing what they've been doing for much of the season, and it's actually going to help them here. They're going to come out and run the football a fair amount, force the Ravens to reduce those light boxes. You use more guys in the box, make those boxes a little bit heavier, and then you can have some better success throwing the football down the field when those boxes are heavier. So I couldn't advocate taking a Steelers money line here, because the true position that I would be looking to do is find as high a number as I can get and maybe get a little bit of the Baltimore Ravens here. But I haven't done anything yet in that regard, and I'm just kind of sitting on the sidelines right now. I do think the game's going to be very competitive, though. This is not a typical game where the number one seed just sits everybody and doesn't care to win. I think the Ravens are going to be playing this one hard.
Yeah, I do too. It's very dangerous. I'm stressed out. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159 and Sports Byline, and their affiliates. We're talking to the great Warren Sharp. You can follow him on X at Sharp Football, and of course, sharpfootballanalysis.com. If you're not on that website, then there's something wrong with you. By the way, they are having meetings. I've been informed. They sent me one of the CC'd me on one of the emails. They are in deep conversations at the MGM of replacing the lion in front of the MGM in Vegas with a giant statue of Warren. There has been negotiations going on since before Christmas. And the fact that they're still talking, I like his odds of replacing the lion in front of the MGM. And I'm expecting to see that statue when I'm in Vegas for the Super Bowl. And I know Warren is too. All right. Houston and Indy in Indy Saturday night. I love Stroud here. He kicked their ass in Houston. I don't think he's afraid to play at Lucas Oil either.
He's not afraid. I'm so looking forward to Las Vegas. I'm so looking forward to being on the set with you. We're going to have a great time leading up to the game. Everybody needs to just mark that on their calendar. Tons of me and you and the rest of the Sports Grid team live from Las Vegas the week leading up to the Super Bowl. So get ready for that. But I'm ready for this game because I think I agree with you completely. This is a great opportunity for C.J. Stroud to come in here. Hopefully we can talk about this a little bit after the break, but it's a great opportunity for him to play against a defense that plays a ton of cover three, which Gus Bradley does, and a defense that does not get a lot of pressure and does not blitz, because C.J. Stroud has massive splits. He loves playing cover three and is dominant against that style of defense. He loves playing against a defense that does not blitz and does not get pressure. He has some of the highest splits in the NFL when he's pressured versus when he's not. He's going to have a ton of opportunity here to put up some stats. Talk maybe more about this one real quick after the break.
So obviously, Warren has signed a non-disclosure agreement to refrain from speaking of the fact that he knows they're considering replacing the lion with a statue of his big head in front of the FDM.
And mustache.
Skinny. And the mustache. He is more important than that damn lion anyway.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The legal department just called on the red line and told me to stop talking bad about the lion or about Warren replacing the lion. So I'm going to go right back to the Houston Colts game Saturday night and get the skinny that we need so I don't get fired. Go ahead, Warren.
So I expect CJ Stroud to have a ton of success against this cover three. He ranks as the number five best quarterback in EPA per attempt against cover three over the course of the entire season. But keep in mind, you know, he's a young guy who's a rookie starting earlier this year. Since week nine, he's number one in EPA per attempt against cover three, number one in percentage of attempts to travel 15 plus yards down the field. So he likes to strike deep. He likes to have big explosive plays down the field when he gets this style of defense that Gus Bradley's Indianapolis Colts play at the highest rate of any team in the NFL this season. In addition, this is a guy that's got the biggest splits in the league when he's pressured versus not pressured. When he's not pressured, he's number two in EPA per attempt, number three in yards per attempt. When he is pressured, he's number 27 in EPA per attempt and number 30 in yards per attempt. So he's going to have a lot of success here, in my opinion, against this style of defense. We know that they're down a few guys at the receiver position. There's no Tank Dell. There's no Noah Brown. But he does have Nico Collins, and I expect another big game from Nico Collins here through the air. As a result, some of the props over for Nico Collins is something that I'm attracted to on Saturday night.
All right, let's talk about the Eagles and Giants at Snoopy Sunday afternoon. That one's at 4:25, and the Eagles are laying five. First of all, what is wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles right now? Because they do not look good.
I think you're asking the wrong question. The right question is, what is right with the Philadelphia Eagles? Because that's an easier question to answer. There is so much wrong with this team right now. It starts to me the same way that it started at the beginning of the season. It's coaching. It's fundamentally it's coaching because the players have not changed that much. I don't like what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball. And if anybody thought Matt Patricia was the answer to what this team needs on the defensive side of the ball, clearly you've been proven wrong. I never thought that that was a good idea. You probably didn't think that that was a good idea. Not many people did. Bringing in Matt Patricia to help fix your defense, probably one of the worst moves out there. So that was pretty dumb. I don't think that this is very helpful. They're going up against a Giants team right now that has nothing to lose and is just playing to close out the season in a positive manner. They played hard last week. They played at home last week against the Rams, trying to win that game. Missed a field goal late that would have won the game for them. Now they're going and they're playing a home again against the Philadelphia Eagles, a team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year, a team in the Eagles that's reeling, that looks night and day different from what they were last season. I think the Giants come out with a game effort here. I think on both sides of the football, you got a Philadelphia Eagles team, they're already talking. They're a little bit worried about the playing surface. They're a little bit worried about the weather and the playing surface combined. Are they going to put forth a full effort in this game? When are they going to start pulling starters? Because you know they're going to be watching the scoreboard. They're going to be looking at what's going on with that Dallas Cowboys-Washington Commanders game, because if the Dallas Cowboys win that game, the Eagles have no shot at winning the NFC East as a result. I think this team is going to be playing a little bit tentative from the jump. And that's not the way that you want to be playing football. You don't want to be caring about the field conditions. You don't want to be caring about scores of other games. But that's what they're going into this game thinking about already. I would expect that this team tries to come out as long as their starters are playing, and they try to score some points early, because you never know what's going to happen with the Dallas game. So maybe we just want to put some points up and see what happens. Hopefully they start a little bit fast offensively, even though they're down Devonta Smith. This Giants defense can be had against the blitz. They blitz a lot. You can strike against them, and we know that A.J. Brown historically has done well in this situation. But I expect Tyrod Taylor and this New York Giants offense to play, I don't want to say with their hair on fire, but to play carefree, aggressive, and to be attacking the game from the first minute of the game to the last minute of this game. And I do lean a little bit to the first half over, just because that's probably where we're going to get the truest effort out of this Philadelphia Eagles offense with the most starters that they're going to play. And I think this Giants defense can be had a little bit. I think this Eagles offense, Eagles defense can be had as well.
Well, what did you think of how the Giants came alive against the Rams?
Well, I expected it because I bet the over in that game and cashed a ticket. I thought that the Giants were going to have some success against the Rams defense. I bet the longest completion for Darius Slayton, over 18 and a half yards, the longest reception, rather. He hit that on that touchdown. We knew that there were some edges there for the Giants against the Rams, specifically utilizing Tyrod Taylor and more play action, because the Rams had some of the biggest splits in the league, play action versus no play action, and you can beat them with play action. So I was not surprised that the Giants scored points and did well because I was betting the over in that one last week.
All right, let's go to the Dallas Commanders game at the Dump and Landover. We saw the Niners go in there and cover a big number. Bottom line, same number as this, wasn't it? 13 and a hook? Something like that last week. Can Dallas do that to Washington this week?
I mean, I would be shocked if they were able to do that simply because this Cowboys team is still somewhat reeling. We talked about it on the show last week. After playing those two straight road games, this Dallas Cowboys offense was clicking so well at home. Then they went for two straight road games. Yes, they went to Buffalo, played a tough defense. Yes, they went to Miami, played a tough defense. Then they were back at home against a much worse defense. I was hoping that the Cowboys would get back on track a little bit more. I was expecting more out of that offense, and they came out and they were not good against a bad Detroit Lions defense. Now they're going on the road against this Commanders defense, which is likewise bad, but the Dallas Cowboys are now playing on the road outdoors outside of their, where they've been playing significantly better so far this season. I have my concerns about what they're going to look like offensively. Theoretically, on paper, this should be a smash spot for the Dallas Cowboys offense. And I think it's the biggest joke in the league that Ron Rivera hasn't been let go by now. We talk about that every single week. He was the one who was pushing all his chips to the middle on Sam Howell, saying this guy could be our quarterback this year, sold everybody a false bill of goods, and everybody didn't get their money back on that one. They couldn't get a refund. Sam Howell is terrible. He's the worst quarterback in the NFL at turning pressures into sacks. He throws too many interceptions. He doesn't have any confidence. His offensive line isn't great as well, so it's not entirely on his fault, but he's just not a very good quarterback this season in the NFL. Who knows if there's going to be anything that they can get out of him in the future, but I would have loved looking to back the Washington Commanders even at 11, 12 points if it was Jacoby Brissett. I have no interest in Sam Howell. This guy is a turnover machine. He's turnover prone. I don't want anything to do with Sam Howell. I don't want anything to do with Ron Rivera. I have no idea if he's going to be able to get his guys up for this game or not. This should be the last year that he coaches in the NFL. Let's just put it that way.
Believe me, Black Monday is not going to go well for him. Did you think the Lions got jobbed by the NFL and the refs in that game in Dallas?
100%. I understand the NFL came up with this new video showcasing that, oh, if we didn't job you here, then you still had a guy that was lined up illegally there. But guess what? They didn't throw the flag on that. They threw the flag because the guy that they said didn't report caught the touchdown pass or caught the two-point conversion. I thought it was a joke. I think this league has a issue with the refs. I think this league needs to take better control over it. We've already discussed these refs in detail about how they need to make some changes in the offseason to make things not just transparent but easier to officiate games, make these decisions a lot more accurately and faster. There are easy ways to fix that. The NFL needs to take those under advisement and make some changes this offseason.
Well, they're going to have that same crew, that crappy Brad Allen crew, running the Steelers-Ravens game Saturday night at the bank. And you know what they've said? I've even heard that they weren't going to let that crew work the playoffs, but they immediately put them in a primetime game on Saturday night that has a lot of chips on the table for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we got to watch this hack-ass Brad Allen with his crappy crew that fixes NFL games is what I saw. That was a joke. When we come back, we're going to talk about Minnesota and Detroit and Ford Field. And many more games with Mad Scientist Warren Sharp on Coast to Coast. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
By the way, Warren just told me in the break that when it comes to notes for the show and scripts, he said I suck, and he's way better than me at this. And he said, just follow my lead, son. And I was like, okay, whatever you say, Romeo. By the way, the BetMGM 1500 first bet offer, also created by Warren Sharp, He went to management and said, we got to start giving these people a bunch of money back if they lose a bet. And they're like, how about $1,500? And Warren's like, that'll work. And then they went with it. I mean, this guy gets whatever he wants. All you have to do is download the app on iOS or Android in the Play Store or go to BetMGM.com. Open an account if you're a newbie. In other words, a rookie. Get an account with your name, blah, blah, blah. Put 10 bucks in. Boom, you're off and running. Sign up. Use the bonus code SG1500. And place your first wager up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you lose the bet. So here's what happens. If your bet loses, when the wager is settled, BetMGM gives you back $1,500 in bonus bets once the wager is settled. Boom. That's it. You lose the bet, you get all your money back, up to $1,500. And you can thank Warren for that, Romeo. Warren's at the National Harbor where he lives in his spare time in a gigantic 4,000 square foot suite with a waterfall and a piano in it. Also, two lions at the door to the entrance to that suite. It's unbelievable. He's trying to have those replaced as well. All right, it's time for your lion share picks, Warren. And let's start with your Nico prop.
Yeah, Nico Collins, we were talking about this game in each of the segments at the top of the show, so you should be catching on by now. Nico Collins is a player that I'm fond of this week that I think is going to have a lot of success. Over 71.5 receiving yards up at BetMGM right now, lay minus 120 on that prop. We talked about it. A lot of cover three. He's good against cover three. C.J. Stroud forces the ball down the field here. He's not going to be pressured that much, and we know that he thrives when he's not pressured. And Nico Collins is his number one guy. Do not look at what happened last week. I bet the over on Nico Collins yardage last week. That hit, but a lot of the ladders did not hit. That's only because the Texans were up so big, they did not need to throw the ball at all in the second half of the game. I don't expect that to be the case. I expect this game to be far more competitive. I think they're going to be throwing the ball all four quarters. We don't have Noah Brown. We don't have Tank Dell. We're going to be utilizing a lot of Nico Collins early, late, and everything in between. I like his receiving yards over. I also like his receptions over, plus money at 5.5, but I like the receiving yards over a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm with you there, as well as what we said earlier about Stroud and the Texans to begin with, that I like them in Indy to handle their business. Let's talk about Jacksonville and Tennessee. Now, I have a lot of rooting interest here, Warren. As you know, I'm under a tremendous strain. I need the Jaguars to lose. I need the Bills to lose. I need the Steelers to win. So let's start with the Jaguars losing in Tennessee. Now, the spread is pretty high, and it looks like Vrabel's boys have already started Gladbag City. That's packing it in where I come from.
No, I think they've unpacked. They're ready to go in this game. That's my expectation. That's my hope. I like the Tennessee Titans here, and the reason is because I think Vrabel is going to get a lot out of these guys. There was a lot of talk this week in the media from Vrabel about the fact that he does not like losing games. He's going to be playing hard. This could be the last game with Tannehill and Derrick Henry, and that whole crew that's been together for so long has had a lot of success there in Tennessee. And the time to not fade the Tennessee Titans is when everybody else is thinking that they have packed it in. If you look at Mike Vrabel, he's done excellent in these types of situations. When you're talking about him as an underdog, when you're talking about Mike Vrabel playing at home, so as an underdog, he's incredible. 13-5 is underdogs, a 2+ points. They've insanely won 12 out of those 18 games. That is remarkable. On top of that, you can say, well, look, I realize that they might have been good at some points, but this is a team that's packed it in, as you said. They've given up. They're a losing team. They are not going to be playing for much of anything. That's actually a time to trust these guys. When the Titans have a losing record and they are playing at home, both of which are true in this case, in 14 games, they have lost only one game under Mike Vrabel by more than 3 points. And that was when they were a 13-point underdog in that game. So I think he's going to have his team ready. I know this run defense has lost some gusto with the loss of Jeffrey Simmons. However, this run defense still ranks about league average, and that still means it's a better run defense than the Jacksonville Jaguars has gone up against at any point in time over the last month. Last week, they went up against a run defense where, yes, they looked good. They ran for a lot of yards against the Carolina Panthers. One of those runs was 62 yards. In 28 other running back runs last week for the Jacksonville Jaguars, they gained a total of 72 yards. That's 2.6 yards per carry. even in the first half of that game when it was still in doubt, they gained 2.3 yards per carry for the running backs. They gained 3.7 yards per carry when they played the Tennessee Titans a few weeks prior to that. I think that they're going to struggle to move the football here to some extent. The way to attack the Titans defense is through the air with Trevor Lawrence and his arm, but his arm is dinged up, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of extra passing, especially downfield passing from Trevor Lawrence with the messed up shoulder that he's looks like he's going to play through, potentially take an injection, I don't know, but he definitely looks like he's going to be playing in this game. I think the Tennessee Titans can do enough to cover this game, keep it close, keep it competitive. That's where I'm putting my chips.
Can you check the records on how many times I've had the injection, Frank? Yeah, Warren, I've had a lot of injections all over. Feet, shoulders, hands. I've had the 8-inch needle, Warren, but we'll talk about that on another show. Not on this holiest of days, heading into week 18, a backup week. Let's talk instead of my body. Let's do the Bears and Packers. That sounds like a much more formidable task. At Lambeau on Sunday, Fields and company going to see Love. They looked great the other night against the Vikings. Can they seal the deal and get in with a big win against the Bears?
Well, they should be able to beat the Bears. The Bears don't have anything to play for, but those are some of the times that you want to be backing these teams at this stage in the season. The teams that are going on the road, they look like they don't have anything to play for, but that's still a business trip, and it looks like it's going to be a business trip for Justin Fields and this team that's really rallying around him, is trying to play for his future. The teammates seem to like Justin Fields. They want him to stay there as their quarterback, and they are a team that is playing hard with a lot of effort, and that's all you can ask for a team in Week 17. Or week 18 now, playing on the road, last game of the year. But I do think Justin Fields may have a little bit of trouble here against this Joe Barry defense, which seems like an oxymoron because most quarterbacks don't have trouble moving the ball against Joe Barry's defense. But the one thing that Joe Barry does pretty frequently against Justin Fields is sit back, play zone coverage, and not really send pressure. And Justin Fields thrives in the opposite scenarios. I mean, last time that they played, which was earlier on in the season, Joe Barry did not play a single snap of man coverage on a pass play. No man coverage at all. Justin Fields wants to play up against man coverage. Justin Fields is better against man coverage. Doesn't have to read everything out quite as long in the pocket. In addition, when he's blitzed, it allows him to run with the football a little bit easier. And because they don't blitz and because they play a lot of zone, does make life more difficult on Justin Fields. Go ahead and check the splits. This is why Justin Fields has not had a lot of success here. But, what I do expect is success on the ground for the Chicago Bears rushing attack. Their running backs, they have gone up against the number one toughest schedule of opposing run defenses over the last 6 weeks. They have played 5 games against top 10 run defenses in that span. The one game that they played against a team that was not ranked top 10 against the run, they literally ran for 250 yards on the ground. Exactly, 250 yards on the ground. So I think they're going to have success. Khalil Herbert, probably a big day running the football against this Green Bay Packers run defense that is playing zone and is sitting back, playing coverage, trying to spy Justin Fields. I think the ground game for Chicago will be there so long as what happened to Minnesota last week doesn't happen to Chicago this week, and that is that the Minnesota Vikings got down in a hole so early because Jaren Hall should not be in the NFL, and for some reason his coach decided to start him anyways, and as a result they got down early. They couldn't run the ball in the second half. I don't expect that to be the case here. I expect the Bears to score more points in the first half. I actually thought that at 44 points in what you got to check the weather forecast always at this time of year, looks great. The weather looks great up in Green Bay for this game. I think this game has a shot at going over the 44. It's now up to, I think, 44 and a half, 45.
So I'm seeing now there's a chance for snow for that game. And we'll see if that comes to fruition. It's late afternoon at 425. So I'm interested in that. I want to get your opinion on, frankly, and by the way, I hit them last week on a big ticket against the Falcons at Soldier Field, and they cleaned that easy, that 2 and a hook, and got it done big by like 20 or whatever. So I thought they looked fantastic last week. What do you think happens with Justin Fields and the Bears and that number one pick?
If I'm in their position, I'm utilizing that on a potential quarterback of the future. I don't think that Justin Fields, especially you've gone through and burned through some of his years on his rookie deal. It's the most valuable years of any quarterback contract out there. So even if you could say, well, Justin Fields might get to that level, I respect that. I understand that maybe with better coaching and better teammates, he could become better than what he is right now. I don't disagree with you whatsoever. But you've already lost a lot of value on why you draft a quarterback as early as you did with Justin Fields. I would be taking another swing on a quarterback in this year's draft and look to get whatever assets I can out of the Justin Fields trade that you're ultimately going to make.
So you think they'd move him and then they're going to draft a quarterback and they'd trade him? That's what I would be looking to do.
That's what I would be looking to do right now.
Wow, I think that would shake up that NFL draft like nobody's business if they dealt him and then drafted a quarterback, whatever, Williams number one, or whoever they decide on. We got a lot of games ahead with Orange Sharp from the National Harbor.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, I'm just seeing an interview with Riverboat Ron, 26-39 with the condoms. Great run he's had in D.C. Don't forget, Warren will be with us at Super Bowl week at Radio Row at the Mandalay Bay where the fishes fly in Sin City, the Mecca, the beautiful on February 5th through the 9th. We'll be live from Las Vegas at Super Bowl 58. Mark your calendars. Warren has already started packing, pressing his shirts, and doing calisthenics, getting ready to party with Pharrell in Sin City. All right. We got a lot of games to hit here, Warren. No time to mess around. Saints and Falcons in Atlanta.
Game is the fact that I love good coaches, and I don't think Dennis Allen is a good head coach, but I think he's a very good defensive mind. And Dennis Allen in same season rematches has done a phenomenal job. In same season rematch games since 2019, the Saints are 13-3 straight up and against the spread. They are 11-3 to the under. That's in large part because they do a great job of holding opponents below their team total. They've allowed more than 18 points in those games just one time in those 14 games. That was the game they only allowed 20 points in. They just do a great job of locking down when they have an idea of what might be coming based on a prior meeting that they've had. And they played the Atlanta Falcons well in the prior game. I think it's going to be a tight, closely competitive game. I think it's very important for both of these teams, naturally speaking. But Arthur Smith and the New Orleans Saints have not really fared well in same-season rematches. They're 0-2 this year. They have a losing record. They're 0-2 straight up and against the spread this season. I am worried about this team. I know the sharp side is going to be the Atlanta Falcons, but I don't know if I can get on that side of the table here. But I do think that Dennis Allen's defense should show up and show up pretty well.
Yeah, the game's at the Superdome in New Orleans. I think the Falcons will screw it up and the Saints will win it again like they did last week in Tampa. Speaking of Tampa, they're in Carolina laying 4.5 to the Panthers. Tampa needs this now after that embarrassment last week at home.
Yeah, Tampa does need it. That was an embarrassing performance. Everything was lining up for them to win the division at home and have a lot of partying and hoopla afterwards, and then they just came out and laid a total and massive egg here. There's no way I can trust Tampa in this spot, but that being said, I have really no interest in backing Carolina. They drove down the field on their first possession of the game last week and turned it over on downs, and then they had six straight possessions where they went three and out. Six straight possessions of three and out. I mean, I do not trust this team. I do not trust the quarterback. I do not trust this coaching staff right now for the Carolina Panthers, but it's too many points. I'm not going to lay this spread with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so I'm probably staying away from this one entirely.
Detroit hosting Minnesota at Ford Field. Detroit's laying 3.5. I don't know who's playing, but I think Minnesota. Now, I've heard all I can take about Minnesota, their defense. All I know is their quarterbacks all stink and they're losing.
Well, the issue with the Minnesota Vikings is that they have been found out a little bit, their defensive scheme. The reason why we were all down on the Vikings defense to start the year is because they don't have good personnel. And then what goes out and happens? They lose more personnel down the stretch, and this great scheme that was masking some of their personnel deficiencies has started to get a little bit exposed. Teams figured out now how to move the football against them, and we saw that last week with the Green Bay Packers putting up a ton of points on the road in Minnesota. Now the Minnesota Vikings have to go on the road to Detroit. Detroit, yes, they have been playing in domes the last 2 weeks, but they have been road games in these domes. Jared Goff does not play very well in Minnesota. Jared Goff then goes to the dome in Dallas. Thankfully, they weren't outdoors. They should have won that game, but now they're back at home in a game that I'm just wondering how much is there to play for the Detroit Lions. That being said, after the amount of angst that this team had losing in the way that they did last week and the talk that we've had from Dan Campbell this past week, I just wonder if I'm on that team, if I'm that coach, do I turn everything off, let the team just play the string out this last week because it doesn't really matter that much, and then try to turn things back on for the postseason? Or do I just play through all of this? I know it's not a meaningful game, but we come out, we are fired up, we're juiced up, we're pissed off about the NFL, and we come out with our hair on fire, and we go ahead and try to defeat the Minnesota Vikings in this game, and then we roll that momentum into the postseason. I think that's the easier course of action. I look for the Minnesota Vikings to have their share of struggles here against this Detroit Lions team that hopefully is playing 10 out of 10 offensively. That being said, Nick Mullins is back at quarterback, and Nick Mullins has thrown for over 300 yards in both of his starts with the Minnesota Vikings. He's averaging over 10 yards per pass attempt. His issue has been these turnovers, these interceptions. That is why he was benched the first time. He's a massive double agent. He could give, he could take away. For the Minnesota Vikings, it remains to be seen, does he add points to the scoreboard? Does he remove points with some red zone turnovers? But one thing's for sure, I do think this game's going to be pretty competitive and entertaining. I look for the Detroit Lions, though. I hope they come out, if they want to have playoff success, come out and kick some ass in this game.
Secret double agent Mullins. All right, the best game might be the Sunday nighter. Buffalo at Hard Rock against Miami. Why are they favored by 3? Because of all the Dolphins injuries, or because the Bills are so desperate to win this game?
Well, there's a little bit of both. Definitely a little bit of both baked into this number at the full 3. And what most recently has been going on is all these injuries for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, now you've got Tyreek Hill. His home's caught on fire. He's in a walking boot. He's a little bit distracted with that. The Miami Dolphins are already in the playoffs. Now, both of these teams certainly want their opportunity to win the AFC East by winning this game. And so they're both, I think, going to be playing extremely hard for this win. It is a must-win game for the Buffalo Bills. I know there's some scenarios that they can lose this game, but the reality is they're going to be playing as hard as they can. They have owned this series against the Miami Dolphins. I am a little bit concerned, however, about the Miami Dolphins and their offense here with regard to the defense of the Buffalo Bills and how good this defense has been playing. They've been playing outstanding football defensively. The issue is their offense. Like, I don't understand why they come out against the New England Patriots with the same game plan under Joe Brady and just try to run the ball with James Cook. James Cook is not going to have a lot of success running the ball against the number one run defense. You need to throw running back passes. We don't have Stephon Diggs involved. Like, I just don't have confidence in the Buffalo Bills. I know they've owned this series. I know the Dolphins are more beat up. I know the Bills need this game a little bit more. But I just don't have a lot of confidence in their offense right now.
Wow, certainly they've been stressful to watch, but they've been winning. They're up to 10 wins. They've handled their business. Let's see what they do down at Hard Rock against Tua and the Dolphins. Next one on the slab is Seattle at Arizona. Arizona's getting 3. They went on the road last week and got a huge win. And Seattle puked at home in Lumen against the Steelers. What are we to think of Seattle on the road here?
Geno Smith is one of the most sensitive quarterbacks to pressure in the NFL this year. When his splits with pressure, he's only completing 51% of his passes. That's one of the worst in the NFL, 5.3 yards per attempt. But when he's kept clean, 73% completion rate, 8.4 yards per pass attempt. So The key is that he's going up against a defense in the Arizona Cardinals that does not get a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So I expect Geno Smith should have a good game. When they played Arizona earlier this season, DK Metcalf was not playing in that game. Now, on the other side of the ball, Kyler Murray was not playing. You were down some other players for the Arizona Cardinals as well, including James Conner at running back. So this is going to be a game where more hands are on deck for both of these offenses. I think it should be a fun and competitive game. The total is set high. It's set high for a reason, in my opinion. I'm not backing the over, but I totally understand why it's set as high as it is, because I think that we should get a decent game here out of the Seattle Seahawks and Geno Smith from the quarterback position. You can run the football against the defense of the Arizona Cardinals as well, and I would expect the Arizona Cardinals would, you know, lower their level of intensity a little bit. That was a massively important game for Gannon last week, defeating his old Philadelphia Eagles squad.
Do you think there's pressure now in Seattle for Pete Carroll's job?
No, I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I think Pete and the Seahawks team in general this season have exceeded my expectations. I didn't have a lot of expectations for the Seattle Seahawks entering this game. I thought Geno Smith, off of such a good year last year, would take a step backwards this year, and I thought the NFC West was going to be a little bit more competitive at the top two spots, and it would force the Seattle Seahawks down. So this is about as good as you could expect for the Seattle Seahawks this year, in my opinion.
Cincinnati's laying 7 at home in the jungle against the Browns. No Flacco for Cleveland.
No Flacco for Cleveland. He was a big reason. His downfield passing, his just awareness and understanding as to what to do with this offense. He fit the perfect need for the Cleveland Browns in this offense. He's actually a better fit for this offense than Deshaun Watson was because of the way that Kevin Stefanski wants to call the offense, the types of plays he likes to use, the type of schemes he likes to deploy are exactly what works for Joe Flacco, not really what works for Deshaun Watson. So unfortunate for them, not that I care that they made a mistake in going after Deshaun Watson there. But now that Joe Flacco is sitting, who knows? There's not really going to be very much motivation for the Cleveland Browns here. This is a game the Cincinnati Bengals should be able to win, should be able to take care of, but at this spread, it's already baked into the number and then some. I have no desire to be laying this points with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, there's snow expected there in Cincinnati, as well as at Gillette in Foxborough, where the Pats take on the Jets. New England minus 1.5 with the hovering thought of Bill Belichick coaching his final game with the Pats.
It certainly looks like the writing's more than on the wall. It's been stamped for a little while now that this looks like it will be the last game for Bill Belichick. And if anything, I would be looking to potentially throw the Jets into some teasers. This total is, what, like 30.5 points? They're expecting a little bit of weather there. Neither of these offenses are very good. I do think that the New England Patriots are going to need to rely a little bit more on the ground game. But this Jets defense, they have been predictable in what we discussed earlier this year, Scott, and that was at some point when the offense can't do enough, this defense is going to quit. They've been carrying them for so long earlier on in the season. It comes at a certain point in time that you just can't perform at that ridiculous level every single week, and that's what we've been seeing now from this New York Jets defense. Their pass defense has taken several steps backwards. This is a game certainly the Jets would want to win, but Belichick has had a lot of success against these guys. This is a stay away from me, except for a little bit of a teaser maybe on the Jets.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Jets. They suck. They're awful.
They do.
Sick of hearing about their defense. I'm sick of hearing about Aaron Rodgers. They are awful. The Chiefs are at the Chargers. It's so high. The Chargers are actually laying 3.5 here with their impressive season at 5-11. Another flop out in Lipstick City for the Chargers this season.
I'm wondering if Travis Kelce gets, like, what does he need, like 30 yards or something to in order to get 1,000. But after that, I mean, there's no incentive at all for any of these Chiefs to be playing ball here. This is one of the worst games that's going to be on TV. This is definitely a game that I'm not going to really be paying attention to whatsoever.
This game should be canceled, according to Warren Sharp. And I'll back him up on that. When we come back, Denver and Vegas, Rams and Niners, we'll hit both of them with Warren Sharp.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we go back to the National Harbor. Warren, do you think that Antonio Pierce will get the Raider job, and how do you think they'll do laying 2.5 to the Broncos? I'd say they got a good shot here. They would both finish 8-9 if the Raiders beat the Broncos in Sin City.
I actually think like Pierce is going to get that job, which I would not have said even 3-4 weeks ago, but the players are really rallying around him, and this type of owner who cares so much for these types of things, like building a culture within the team and not about actually potentially winning a lot of games. It's just more about how he feels about a certain coach. He might feel really good about Pierce. This game, I feel really good about whoever's running the football for the Raiders against this Broncos run defense. One last opportunity to attack this Denver Broncos horrific run defense. If it's Zamir White, I'm looking to back Zamir White's props. Longest rush over, his rushing yards over as well. If Josh Jacobs is up, we don't know yet if that's going to be the case. I have a little bit less confidence because they're going to be a split there, timeshare in the backfield. But I don't have a real opinion on the side or total of this one, though. I just like whoever's running back. I hope it's Zamir White, and I'll take his props over.
Rams are getting 4 at Santa Clara against the Niners. A lot of the public is betting on the Rams here.
Yeah, and look, I think the Rams, they're certainly fortunate to be in a position that they're at where they can actually make the playoffs and rest players. This is something that I did not think was going to happen before the season. A lot of other people didn't believe it as well. I would rest as many guys as you need to. They've already ruled out Stafford, Kupp, Kyren Williams, Tyler Higbee, Aaron Donald. Those three guys, the first names I listed, Stafford, Kupp, and Kyren Williams, when those guys were playing at the end of the season, that's when this team was scoring 30-plus points. Without those guys there, I don't think they're going to have as much success. I'd be looking to take the 49ers in the first half here and just get out of Dodge, let them put some more of their backups in. But I think they have the upper hand here against the Rams.
Warren told me in the break that he's not even leaving the National Harbor. He's going to watch all the games there this weekend and start gearing up for the wild cards next week and his return to Corral Coast to Coast. I'll see you next week, Warren. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.